Radio Prague News.
Public Affairs Chairman Radek Jón has resigned his new government post as anti-corruption czar. Ex-Transport Minister Vít Bárta has dropped out of the race to chair Public Affairs, saying the party should rally behind Mr. Jón. And Civic Democrats have replaced the head of their parliamentary club, embattled MP Petr Klukos. Public Affairs Chairman Radek Jón has resigned his new government post as anti-corruption czar. Mr. Jón told the Czech press agency Wednesday afternoon that he does not sense any tangible support for his position within the government. The junior coalition party chairman has been at odds with the prime minister in recent weeks over the personnel makeup of his office. Mr. Nečas rejected the possibility of certain individuals serving under Mr. Jón, namely his former deputy minister Michal Moros, due to his ties to the security agency ABL. Mr. Jón was offered the anti-corruption portfolio as part of the resolution to the recent coalition crisis in the wake of a corruption scandal involving top members of Public Affairs and the affiliated detective agency ABL. He was dismissed as interior minister for poor performance. After announcing his resignation, Radek Jón asked for a meeting with President Václav Klaus in order to explain his position. Speaking to the press beforehand, Mr. Klaus said that the government is in a fragile situation where the slightest change is very worrying. Prime Minister Nečas told the press he was not informed of Mr. Jón's decision and had not received his resignation. He has asked for a meeting with Jón, who remains the chairman of Public Affairs. Deputy Prime Minister and top 09 leader Karel Schwarzenberg said the situation was very serious and that a reasonable compromise would require concessions on both sides. The chairman of the opposition Social Democratic Party called upon the Prime Minister to reconsider whether the government still has a future. Meanwhile, Public Affairs MP Vít Bárta, generally considered the party's de facto leader, has dropped out of the race to become the party's chairman, saying the party should rally behind Radek Jón. This, he said, was the only way the party could fight corruption in the country and treachery within its ranks. Mr. Bárta, formerly the director of ABL, resigned from his position in government as transport minister after being accused of bribing party MPs. Civic Democrats have replaced the head of their parliamentary club, embattled MP Petr Klukos. Mr. Klukos was unable to defend his position after being opposed by the party's chairman, Prime Minister Petr Nečas. A club election held Wednesday chose MP Zbigniew Stanjura as the new chairman. Petr Klukos has been accused of tacitly collaborating with former Public Affairs MP Kristina Koci to orchestrate a coup within the junior coalition party. Klukos stood in the vote despite the Prime Minister's criticism. He did not, however, gain sufficient votes in any of the three rounds. Now turning briefly to the weather, currently sunny conditions are expected to give way to partly cloudy skies over the coming days with a chance of showers and highs of around 23 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.